holding in the middle of Alta Kedashto. We started last week to explain what means Tachlis Maisei Shamayim Va'aretz. What does it mean that the Shabbos Kedesh Alta Kedashto Yom HaShvi'i L'Shmecha Tachlis Maisei Shamayim Va'aretz? Let us try to learn one pshat, another pshat. We'll try to learn pshatim which will keep us a little bit clearer what our avodah on this world is, and we understand what the reasons are why Shabbos is tachlis ma'aseh shemayim va'aretz. Zogdei Heilige Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Aleph. Let's learn three lines of Mesillas Yesharim. Hu hine ma'ashereinu hachachomim zechreina leveracha. What did the Chachamim teach us? Sha'adam le'nivra ela. The person was not created only le'saneg al Hashem u'le'hanoif miziv shchinosei. The person in this world was created only for one tachlis, to le'saneg al Hashem and to have ano from his shchino akedosha, from the ziv of the shchina, from the shine of the shchina. She'zehu tainig o amiti v'idun agodel mikol aidunim she'yochel li'himotzei. Those are the three lines that it says in the Mesillas Yesharim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created this world for one reason, that we should be have tainug, and we have to each tainug lisaneg al Hashem, and to be nana miziv shchinosei. Then the Mesillas Yesharim goes on, and Mesillas Yesharim tells us that this tainug we don't have on this world. The only place we can have this idun and this tainug is really only in Olam Haba. Because there is the place when we could have this tainik. But you can't get to this tainik without working on this world. Azesh teit in Mesillas Yesharim, in the simplest of terms, how we can touch the Mesillas Yesharim. We can only stress that if we would have written the Mesillas Yesharim, even if we would have been able to write these words, we would have written Sha'adam Nivra Lis'anek Al Hashem. Not Sha'adam Loi Nivra Ela Lis'anek Al Hashem. That's how you talk. Sha'adam Loi Nivra Ela Lisanig Al Hashem. Mesillas Yesharim is telling you things that we have to realize the poshut attach. Sha'adam loy nivra. There's no tachlis in the creation of a person. Ela, this is the only tachlis. He wants to be shoylal all other tachlisim. And that's why he starts off Sha'adam loy nivra. The person was not created, not for this, and not for this, and not for this, and not for this. Ela, only Lisanig Al Hashem. If so, let us see that we can learn the most poshut pshat in the tefillah and realize that the tefillah has the most simplest pshat. If so, what was the tachlis of the whole bria of Shemayim Va'aretz? The Adam. The Adam was the safe ma'aseh b'machshava tchilah. The whole reason the Rebbeinu Shem created the world was to put an Adam in the world. What was the Adam created for? L'saneg al Hashem u'lehanois miziv shchinosei. When in this world can a person be toyim olam haba? Shabbos Kedish. Shabbos, a person can be toyim me'en olam haba. So if the tachlis of the Briyas Adam, the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, is l'saneg al Hashem u'lehanois miziv shchinosei, so then the tachlis of the whole world is Shabbos. That's the most simple touch in the words of the tefillah. Tachlis shamayim va'aretz. Because if the tachlis is l'saneg al Hashem, then the tachlis is, that is Shabbos. Befrat, if we know that the Heilige Rebbe Rabbarach of Mezhbish told us that that's what it means when we say Shabbos is me'en olam haba, we are making a mistake. The word is not me'en, the word is mayon olam haba. The kval, the mayon from where olam haba comes from, is from Shabbos. That Shabbos is the kval of olam haba, which means that's the etzem, the shirish of olam haba. And if the tachlis is taka lis'aden al Hashem, and the way the Mishnah says to get to olam haba, then of course that is what the tachlis is. Where does this pshat say? Where does this pshat say? In a piece of Be'emayim Chaim, Parshas Bereshis, on the Pasuk Vayichulu. He doesn't bring the Mesillas Yesharim, but that's, now we will understand what it says in Heilige Be'emayim Chaim. Nere lefi kot tzichli. What does it mean, tachlis ma'aseh shemayim va'aretz? Letzad she'iker kavones habria, was lehetiv lebriyosov. Shehu anos aneshomes miziv ashchuna, Hashchina, that is the only thing. There's nothing greater, there's nothing better, there's no greater Asaga than the Asaga of the Nanamizev Hashchina. And when is that? That's an Elef Hashvi, but on Shabbos we can have a Shaychis do it. So that's why it's Tachel Shamayim Varetz, Doshtet in the Meiram Chaim. And if we understand it clearer, if we understand what it says in Mesil Shisharim, we understand it clearer. But we will go a little bit more. And we will understand more what it means, Tachlis Shamayim Varetz. If the Mesil Shisharim tells us that the Tachlis of this world is, as it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that this world is only a hallway to come to the Traklan. This world is only a hallway to go through the Perozda to come to the Traklan. We will say over a word that the Rebbe Shem gave me a matana when we said Shurim on Mesil Shisharim, but we will use it now for understanding Tachlis Shamayim Varetz. What is the koyach for a person when he's 13, 18, 40 to worry about Olam Haba, the Traklan? He thinks, there's a long time till I'll get there. I'm 18, I don't have to worry about the Traklan now. I'm all the way in the beginning of the hallway. I could get to the end of the hallway. That's one problem. There's a bigger problem than that. How does a person living in a Gashmistika world remember there's an Olam Haba? We live in a world, Lefrat, today, a Mugushimdika world, a world that everything turns around, Gashmis. And we should remember the Traklan, we want to remember Olam Haba. So I think we have a Muridika marshal for this. When people came the first to the American shores, and they went across the oceans, or even later when they went a long journey with a ship, you get seasick, you don't see the end of the ocean. How you mechazik yourself to be able to overcome the sickness, to overcome the boredom of the ocean, to overcome the storms? How you take out a long telescope and you look and you see, oh, I see already the yabosha. You see the yabosha that gives you chizik. If you're sitting in a rowboat and you need to go with the oars and push, how do you get chizik to push? Oh, the yabosha is here. I can get more koyach. I'm tired and everything, but I see already the horizon, I see on the horizon that I'm getting there. Then the storms take you higher, you don't see it again, and you lose your cheshek. Suddenly it goes higher, you see again the yabasha. It gives you again mut. Rabbi Isai, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us once in 7 days to see the yabasha. Once in 7 days he gave us that we should be able to see the yabasha. He gave us a day me'en olam haba. We can't remember that there's a Traklan at the end of the line, that after 70, 80 years there's a Traklan. And we have to work 70, 80 years to come to the Traklan. Zok the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'll give you a Me'en Olam Haba, I'll show you the Yabosha. I'll give you a blick of the Yabosha once in 7 days. And then you will get there. So it comes out like this. The Tachlis of this world is to live in this world remembering Olam Haba. Remembering that this world is only a Traklan. That's the Tachlis, like the whole Mesil Shisharim puts down. That the way a person has to live is remembering that everything is the end result. Everything is the Olam Haba, the end, the Traklan. But how does a person live like that? If a person has Shabbos, he could live like that. So Memela Shabbos is the Tachlis of Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Because if the Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz is that a person should live working for Olam Haba, how can he work for Olam Haba? Shabbos gives him that tachlis. Shabbos gives him that he should be able to see that end result. He should be able to see the tachlis of this world. So we'll touch tachlis differently. It gives you the ability to see the tachlis of this world. The tachlis of this world is to be making a perozder, to get to the traklin. What gives you the ability to see that this world is a tachlis? How can you see that tachlis of this world? Shabbos gives you the ability to see that tachlis of this world. That is one pshat, one pshat with two nukudas in the pshat, based on the Mesil Shisharim, based on the Me'emayim Chaim. That is one nukuda that we will learn in tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz. I want to say another nukuda. What it means, tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz. It doesn't say tachlis Habriya. It has a nukuda of tachlis maisei, shamayim and eretz, which means that our avoid on this world be'etzem is to be mechaber shamayim and eretz. That is the avoida. The Rebbeinu Shalom made shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom made eretz. The avoida is to be mechaber shamayim and eretz, and to show that shamayim and eretz are one. We said over Shabbos HaGodel in Adrasha for the Bochurim. I will repeat it now because I think it's a davar that deserves to be repeated and to be mamik in it. A piece of Maral in the Drasha on Shabbos HaGodel. The Maral says the following. There's Oretz, which is Gashmis. There's Shamayim, which is Ruchni. So in the Bria, there's a Mokim Rachman Lutzlom to be Toya, that there's the Achdus is not one, because it's two separate worlds. There's a Gashmistic world and a Ruchnistic world. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is Ruchni, is in the Ruchnistic world. But this Gashmistic world, as the Goyim say, has nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Where did the Goyim say that? The Al Shech HaKadosh, the Shloah HaKadosh teach us, Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem. What means Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem? The Goyim say that the Eibshter is Rom. The Eibshter is above this world. An airplane is Rom. An airplane is not big, airplane is high. Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom is above us. He's all the way up there. In this material world, here that doesn't belong to Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom has nothing to do with Gashmias. Bilam HaRosha already said this. Bilam HaRosha saw Klal Yisrael being Isaac in Gashmias. He said, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't look at these things. That's what the Nekuda of realizing that this world and the world above are really all one. Gashmias, Ruchnias, everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's our Aveda to be Ma'ached, Shamayim, and Oretz. Zok the Maral, that means that we are Eidus on the Rebbeinu Shalom. How are we Mekayim Atam Eida in Um Hashem? How are we Mekayim that Eidus? The Sosema says in this week's Sedra, Eidus does not mean we talk. We say the Rebbeinu Shalom is one. That's not the Eidus that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us. The last piece of Sosema, I think in Pashas Kedoshim or in Achrim, I don't remember, the last piece, he says, Eidus means I have to scream out with my whole Ramach, with my whole Shasa. I have to be an aid on the Rebbeinu Shalom. How? Because Be'etzem, I have in myself Gashmias and Rochnias. I have a Neshama and I have a Guf. And when I am Ma'achid, the Neshama and the Guf, and by me there's no stira of Neshama and Guf, I am proving that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Bayre Shamayim and Eretz. I am saying Eidus, that there is no difference between Shamayim and Eretz. Haraya, there's the creation of Adam that has a Neshama, which is Shamayim, as the Sefema says, Neshama is Begematria HaShamayim, and he has an Eretz, the Guf of Amin Adoma, and those two coincide, and those two become one. Zok the Maral, that is the Eidus on the Rebbeinu Shalom. By being that unique Bria that could connect Shamayim and Eretz, that's how you are Eidus on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That is the Tachlis of the Bria. The Tachlis of the Bria was that there should be, like we said over last week, that we should be Eidim on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the Tachlis of the Bria. A whole week, the Guf is more or less in control. At least there's a fight between the Guf and the Neshama. Which day do the Neshama and the Guf really connect? The Semes Taiches, Neshama Yisera, means the Neshama is Yeser on the Guf. The Neshama overcomes the Guf. The Neshama has a greater power over the Guf. That's a Neshama Yisera. That means on Shabbos Kodesh, the Guf and the Neshama become one, and that's why the Oinig of Shabbos, the Achila of Shabbos, is Be'etzem a Mitzvah, because the Gufnius is Nis'ala to become Ruchnius. So then we see the Achdus of Shamayim and Oretz. So then comes out the whole Tachlis of the Bria. The Tachlis of Maisei Shamayim V'Eretz. Why did the Rebbeinu Shem create Shamayim and Eretz? Why did the Rebbeinu Shem create such two opposites? Because he wanted there should come a Nivra, and the Nivra should connect them again. And the Nivra should prove that they are one. On which day is that Nivra prove that they are one? On which day does that Nivra connect Shamayim and Eretz? That's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the connection of Shamayim and Eretz. That's why we are Eidus. And with that, we are going to expand and explain. Adova Nifla, what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me now a matana. Adova Nifla. We say Krishma, kolameid, kolakoyri Krishma b'lai tefillin, ki'ilu meid eid sheker ba'atzmai. I don't understand the word ba'atzmai. Ki'ilu meid eid sheker, what does it mean ba'atzmai? And why tak is it meid eid sheker? The teretz is, like it says in Sosemes and Pashas, b'i din kudo. Eidus, like we just said, does not mean saying Shema Yisrael. Eidus means living Shema Yisrael, being one. What is tefillin? Tefillin Shayad is the guf. Tefillin Shereish is the neshama. What does the person do when he puts on tefillin? He's ma'achid, the guf and the neshama. He's mishabed, the guf. Mishabed with that taibis u'machshu es libeinu. And he connects the guf and the neshama to one. He takes the yad and the reish and connects them. And makes the guf and the neshama one. That is the avoida of tefillin. So if one doesn't have the tefillin on him, that means the guf and the neshama are not mu'uchad. So then that krishma is an eid sheker, because it doesn't have the truth of being ma'achet, the guf and the neshama. That's why Shabbos we don't need tefillin, because Shabbos we have the achdus of the guf and the neshama without the tefillin. That's why the krishma is an eidus emes on Shabbos without the tefillin is an eidus emes, because the yid Shabbos is ma'achet, the guf and the neshama with the neshama yisei reshebei. There's another place where we get achdus of guf and neshama. The Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash in Mokoyim. The Mokoyim, Shabbos is in Zman. When is the Mokoyim that's Ma'achet Guf and Neshama? That's also the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Beis HaMikdash is the Eidus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they came out Eidus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in the Beis HaMikdash, Shamayim and Eretz connected. That is the Nekuda why Shabbos is Tachlis Shamayim Ma'aseh Shamayim Va'eretz. That Asiya of Shamayim and Eretz, that there should be a Shamayim and an Eretz, and there should be two opposites. And what's the Tachlis of that? That there should be a Nivra that's made that they are one. When is the Nivra made that there is one? That Nekuda that we are made that is one, that Nekuda is on Shabbos Kedish. That's the way we can learn Tachlis, Maise, Shemayim, Va'aretz. The last pshat that we will say over in Tachlis, Maise, Shemayim, Va'aretz, and I'm stressing that we will say over because there are many other pshatim in Tachlis, Maise, Shemayim, Va'aretz, is the most simple pshat that one has to realize, that it says in Zohar Kodesh, Shabbos is Minei Mizborchen Kol Shite Yoimen. The whole week lives from Shabbos. Shabbos gives the koyach into the whole next 6 days. Where do the next 6 days come from? From Shabbos. Let us remind ourselves, and Arachaim HaKadosh, two places in Chumash, that Arachaim HaKadosh teaches us that the Bria was only for 6 days. The Rebbeinu Shem only created the Bria for 6 days. Every Shabbos, the Bria becomes Neschadish again, and there's a new 6 days. As I state in Arachaim HaKadosh, the Arachaim HaKadosh tells us that that's the oimik of Ki'ilu Kol Malach Techo Asuya. Because when it comes Shabbos, there's no Sunday. Sunday doesn't exist yet. The Sunday exists because Shabbos is the whole koyach of the next 6 days. There's really only 6 days. It's a cycle of 6 days and a Shabbos, and 6 days and a Shabbos, and 6 days and a Shabbos. So then we understand the Minei Mizborch and Kol Shitte Yoimin on a much higher level of Minei Mizborch and Kol Shitte Yoimin. So it comes out that what does Shabbos do? Shabbos is taka, the whole chiyus of the Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Because if not for Shabbos, there would be no Bria further. If not for Shabbos, there would be no existence of a Bria another 6 days. So that's the most simple pshat of Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. It's taka the Tachlis of Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz. Because the whole Bria of Shemayim Va'aretz depends on the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Mechadish of the Bria of Shemayim Va'aretz. The Shabbos brings again the Shemayim Va'aretz. And therefore, that's why it's called Tachlis Maisei Shemayim Va'aretz. Let us just try a little bit to go further and try to finish this part of the Beracha. Uveirachtoi mikol hayomim, vikidashtoi mikol hazmanim. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Shabbos, he was mevorechit from all the days, and he was mekadoshit from all the days. Where does this say? It says, V'chein kosov b'seir ha'secha. We finish V'chein kosov b'seir ha'secha. That's why we say V'yichulu. Because in V'yichulu it says, V'yikadosh ha'isai, V'yivarech ha'isai. In V'yichulu it says, V'yivarech ha'lekim es yom ha'shvi'i, V'yikadosh ha'isai. The Eibishter gave a bracha, and Rashi says, Baruch ha'i b'mon, V'kidosh ha'i b'mon. So we know that the Eibishter gave Kedusha in Shabbos, and bracha in Shabbos. Let us learn how we get Beracha in Shabbos and Kedusha in Shabbos and connected to this week's Sedra. Kedoshim Tiu, Dr. Rashi HaKadosh, Parsha Zu Bahakel Nemra. Rashi tells us that this Parsha was given Bahakel. Kedoshim can only be given Bahakel. Zok the Heiliges Vasemes in Parshas Kedoshim, Tov Resh Lamed Aleph, the first year in Parshas Kedoshim. It's impossible for a Yid to get Kedusha as a Yochid. The only way a Yid can get Kedusha is only if he puts himself into Klal Yisrael. Because the Kedusha is Shoira on Klal Yisrael as a whole. So it's impossible to get Kedusha unless you can have the koyach of the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Zog the heiliges sasemes, that is the meaning, that the Eibishter was mekadosh the Shabbos. And the Eibishter was mekadosh the Shabbos mikol azmanim. We'll soon see more than that, we'll soon see what it means. But why can you get Kedusha in Shabbos? That has to do with what we say in Kigavna. Kigavna, it says, we are misached beraza de echot. Shabbos is the sheirish, the seid of achdus. Shabbos is the nekuda of achdus. Shabbos is the raza de echot. Shabbos is the nekuda of achdus. And therefore, if Shabbos is the nekuda of achdus, therefore in Shabbos we are easier to get kedusha. There the kedusha of Shabbos comes from the nekuda of achdus. Just like Parashas Ubahake El Nemra, so too Shabbos. Where do we see Shabbos has to achdus? We see in the Torah Kedosha. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah Kedosha tells you, Vayakel Moshe's kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Why do you have to do the Vayakel? Because it was after the Chet Ha'egel. And now the Chet Ha'egel, it was Eilo Elehecha Yisrael, there was Pirut. So you had to be ma'achet. Like this, we didn't need achdus. We were ke'isha echot b'lev echot b'matan Torah. But Chet Ha'egel caused Pirut. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be ma'achet them to give them Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the shoyrish of achdus. And from there comes the bracha in Shabbos. The kedusha in Shabbos. If one realizes this, we'll understand a Gemara in Mesechtes Gittin. The Gemara tells us in Mesechtes Gittin, in the Perek HaNezaken, that there were these two people that used to fight every Erev Shabbos before the Zman. What is the Indian that the Gemara tells us that used to fight every Erev Shabbos before the Zman? And when we Megala hear a Dova Poshut that it says in the Gemara, and something that is very practical for every person to realize, the Yetzirah knows that his biggest danger is the Kedusha of Shabbos. He knows that if a person is misachin himself to Shabbos Kedish, he knows that he will be able to get to the highest levels of Kedusha. He will be able to be misachin himself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He will have nothing to do with a person. What does the Yetzirah do? It comes the last half hour before Shabbos. He knows how he could disturb the whole Shabbos. If he brings in a mashu tigra, a mashu pirit, a mashu not achdus, then the Yid doesn't have the Shaychus to Shabbos. And that's why the most Motzuidik Zman, the Gemara is Megalos, that the Yetzirah brings Tigra, is Erev Shabbos before the Zman. Why? Because he knows that Tigra is the opposite of Shabbos, because the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Vayikadesh Oysai, is totally in the Hakel of Shabbos. Pasha Zuba Hakel Nemra. There's a Hakel in the Yochid, there's a Hakel in the house, there's a hakel in Klal Yisrael. There's a lot of dargis in hakel. There's a hakel in the person himself. The person should become one. There's a hakel in the achdus, in the shalom, in abayis. There's a achdus in other reasons. I don't say that I'm right, but if one can understand that the Ner Shabbos, which Chazal tell us is Mishum Sholem Beisai, is not only just the Mishum Sholem Beisai Stamazai, is because Shabbos needs it more. Because if not, it can't be Peiris Sukkah Sholem Aleinu, and you can't have a Shaychis to the Achdus that brings down the Kedusha of Shabbos. One more Nekuda, just to understand what means Birachtai Mikol Ayomim, Ukidashtai Mikol Azmanim. The Heiliges Hasemes tells us, Berachta Mikol Hayomim means the way we understood it before, that all the days get the bracha from Shabbos. Minei Mizbarachin Kol Shita Yoimin. Berachta Mikol Hayomim means that the Shurish of bracha comes from Shabbos. Dr. Hasemes, but you know what the Rebbeinu Shem did with Shabbos? Kidashta Mikol Hazmanim. Shabbos is Lemaila from all the Zmanim. It's separated. Kodesh means Nifrish V'Nivdol. Shabbos is separated from all the Zmanim. It's Lemaila Me'ateva Shabbos. Shabbos is higher than Teva. So you hear what he tells us? A Moir de Kezach. Shabbos connects us to the whole week. Shabbos were connected, Lamaila Menateva. Where did the Yid get a koyach Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to shlop zich mit the Teva, and to live Lamaila Menateva? Shabbos is the makor of all the days. And Shabbos itself, the Eibishter was Mikadashit Mikol Azmanim. I picked you up Lamaila Menateva. So all the days now come into the Lamaila Menateva. So you could be Mamshech now, that Kedusha of Lamaila Menateva, into the Teva of the week. That's what it means. That's that same piece of Sasam as the first piece in Pashas Kedeshim. That's what it means. Ubeirachtoy ukidashtoy. The Eibishter made that all the days get their koyach from Shabbos, and therefore, since the Shabbos is higher than all the Zmanim, and Shabbos is more Mekudesh than all the Zmanim, so then all the Zmanim become Lamaila Menateva. And if all the Zmanim become Lamaila Menateva, then you could bring into the Lamato Menateva, into the Teva, the koyach of Lamaila Menateva, and be Mizgaber on all the Nisyenis that there are. That is to explain the Bracha, to understand a little bit the Bracha. We will add one more nekuda before we leave. Ato kidashta esyayim ashmi shvi lishmecha. We spoke last week that the word lishmecha needs explanation. I think that the right explanation, and that's what I understood from Svarim HaKadoshim, means that the Eibishter was mikadosh yom ashmi, that it should come out in this world kvod shamayim. That means lishmecha. For your name. Lik could mean for. Lishmecha bavur shmecha, that in order that your name should become niskadish in this world, that Rebbeinu Shem's name should come out kvod shamayim and kvod shmoy yizbarach and should be kvod malchusa in this world. That's why the Rebbeinu Shem brought Shabbos, because Shabbos brings out kvod shamayim, and therefore it's tachlis ma'isa shamayim va'aretz. Where does that say? In the Ramban, Seif Pashas Bay, the Ramban tells us in Seif Pashas Bay that what was the tachlis of everything? To bring out Kvod Shamayim. Tachlis of everything of this world, as the state Klar Ramban, in the Yidur, the Keramban, Seif Bay, that the tachlis of the whole world is to bring out Kvod Shamayim Zbarach. If so, we have another touch in tachlis Shamayim Seif Shamayim Va'aretz, connecting it to the Lishmecha. To bring out Kvod Shamayim and to bring out the Kvod of Shamayim in this world. And that is the Tachlis Shamayim Va'aretz, as it says in Ramban, that it should come out Kvod Shamayim. So we have another way to understand Tachlis Shamayim Va'aretz, which all these ways are true, and we have to live that way, that we should remember that everything is Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim Va'aretz. To take everything down to the most practical of everything, of our life, the most way to live a practical life, after what we spoke, is Adavar Poshut Admiyot. If we realize that the Tachlis of this whole world is Shabbos, Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim Va'aretz, whichever way we explained it, but the sum of everything is that everything, the tachlis of this whole world is the day of Shabbos, then the way to live a whole week is come on the kudus. One, with a murder kitzipui for Shabbos. A person lives waiting for Shabbos. Whoever remembers, Pasha te Yidin from Friedrich Eder. Pasha te Yidin is from Friedrich Eder. A ganze Woche, they lived waiting for Shabbos Kedish. Mit Gewalt of Shabbos. That was the whole week, was it one piece of waiting for Shabbos. Because if that's the Tachlis, that's what you wait for. What then does it wait for? You wait for the Tachlis. If the Tachlis is that, then you wait for the Tachlis. Secondly, let us learn a pshat that it says in Rishonim. Sheshes yomim tavet. How should you work the 6 days of the week? Only if afterwards you could be Shabbos the way it should be. Everybody should work the 6 days. As I stated in Rishonim, Poshet the Taich, that you have to work the 6 days of the week, that you should be able to make Shabbos Lashem Alekecha, that the Shabbos should be Taka Lishmecha, the Shabbos should be to bring out Kvod Shamayim, the Shabbos should be an Eidus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shabbos should be a Shira on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that we spoke about in the Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim Va'aretz, one has to live the 6 days, that they shouldn't be a stira to that tachlis. They should bring to that tachlis. If we remember in the 6 days that we have to live to bring to that tachlis, that alone will elevate our 6 days. Because when you live in 6 days to bring to a tachlis, then everybody lives thinking about that tachlis. And if you live thinking about that tachlis, then you live differently a whole week. And that's what we have to remember, taking this tachlis ma'isa shemayim ba'aretz and elevating it, that we should live the whole week remembering that tachlis and living all week, that we should be able to be mekayim and do that tachlis in olam ha'maisa.